This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Tom Thibodeau fired. We await to see who is next. The Johnny Bryant momentum seems to be the thing that makes the most sense, but
he's also in line for the Phoenix Suns job.
I know.
By the way.
In line?
Yeah.
You think in line?
He's one of two candidates that I was reading last night.
Yeah,
that may have the inside track on the Suns, and it seems like there are a lot of people that are thinking that that's where he's headed.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting because if the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau to go get Johnny Bryant, then Johnny Bryant said, "Hey, too late. You had me for 4 years. I had to leave to go get head coaching opportunities. I'm not coming back. I'm going to go to Phoenix and play golf all year round." Well, that'll be something that the Knicks didn't expect if that was what they were planning, but we don't know what they were planning.
And I mean, this could be really interesting. There's no way you can bring in an outsider that has no connection to these players.
Yeah, well, Jay Wright would have a connection to the players. Outside of that, I mean, Calipari, he's not coming back to the NBA. Who would have a connection to these guys?
They have to have their eye on somebody. They have to know who they want. They may have to go through some, you know, sham interviews. Who knows? I'm not really sure what those requirements are in the NBA, but they have to have somebody that they think is better than Thibodeau and that he is going to be the guy that's going to take the team to the next level. I don't know who that guy is. Maybe it is this Johnny Bryant, but it can't be. Like, they couldn't have just done this just because they did it. I mean, they had to know that they were going to do this.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, knowing, you're saying in relation to who they're going to hire next. It's not like they fired Tom and said, all right, blank slate, let's go through all the candidates.
Exactly.
They must have had somebody in mind. All right, let's go to Jerry in Comac. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, Jerry?
Hope all is well. You know, I think it's as simple as that game six when you saw Carlisle. He was arguing for his players, but yet Thibodeau had his arms folded while Brunson was getting mugged. And it seems like the Knicks, they have a heart. They have hearts of champions. They, you know, they came back three times from 20 points. They should have won that. And, they, you know, there's an old saying that says it's not the mountains you climb, it's the pebble in your shoe. And I think that was Thibodeau's pebble. He didn't argue enough for Brunson while he was getting mugged.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot more complicated than that, but in the context of what we're talking about with Rick Brunson and obviously being on the staff and Jalen Brunson, and maybe Rick has too much influence in the organization, if he feels like Tom Thibodeau's not standing up enough for his son, that may have something to do with it, but his demeanor and not arguing with officials enough is really not the reason why he's not here. The reason he's not here is because this roster is what this roster is, and the front office guys think that it should have been better than it was, which was Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and they don't think that Tibbs is the guy to get him to the next level. That's what they think. I disagree. I think it's more of a roster issue. I don't think it's a coaching issue.
You know, we, all of us in this media business, sit on the outside looking in, and you never know what's going on internally. You just never know. You never know, you know, what the owner is being told. You never know what somebody on a coaching staff may be saying to somebody in a front office. You know, what I have no idea the conversations that Brunson and Wesley are having. You know, like, you know, those kinds of things that tend to, you know, kind of spiral out of control if things aren't going well. If somebody's winning, if they're winning, everybody's going to be beloved. Everybody's going to be supported. And, you know, in, I think in the eyes of the front office and maybe some of the coaches on the coaching staff, that their loss to the Pacers was just too big of a fail. That was something that they thought that they were going to go to the finals. And if you lose to OKC because they're the best team in the league, that's a different story. This is all about beating a team that they felt like they should have won the series, and something happened in this series that ultimately led to this firing.
Yeah, and you could say that Carlisle was the better coach than Tibbs in the series, but I also would say that the Pacers were constructed better than the Knicks were. I don't think that Rick Carlisle was coaching circles around Tom Thibodeau with this series. I don't believe that at all. But I firmly believe that it seems like there is the Carl Anthony Towns is the problem contingent, and the Tom Thibodeau is the problem contingent, and the people in power are more on the Tom Thibodeau is the problem contingent as opposed to Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, they're not moving Carl Anthony Towns because they can't.
And they love the guy. They absolutely love him. I mean, Leon Rose, World Wide West, that's their guy.
And now whoever the next coach is has got to be accepting, I'm assuming, of this coaching staff, and is going to have some sort of rapport with these players to get the most out of them and get them to do what they're supposed to do.
Let's go to Anthony in Douglaston. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know much about basketball. I'm more of a football, baseball, hockey guy. But what I do know is you don't fire a company man who the employees love. You fire the guy who traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the guy who did that.
Which you guys haven't mentioned. I mean, I don't know who the hell did
that. Well, Leon Rose did that.
Yeah, I mean.
Who is that guy? 5 first-round picks?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but those first-round picks, depending on where they are and the success that you expect to have, they're not going to be worth that much anyway. In the NBA, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, but
every now and again, you find a diamond in the rough, but it's very rare.
And I've said this before, but the conversation isn't what those picks are going to turn into. It's the assets themselves. It was the fact that they could have used them to go get somebody other than Mikal Bridges, because teams do like a lot of first-round picks. So
it's kind of like what OKC did with Paul George and Russell Westbrook, and also what Indiana did with Paul George. You know, they used him as an asset, and they traded him away, and they were able to build rosters because every team that was acquiring him thought that he was, you know, still had a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, and Bridges was disappointing, there's no doubt, but he also made 2 critical plays in a series that I didn't think they could win. So, I mean, but he needs to be better. There's no doubt about it. He's got to be better next year. Let's go to Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, to me, it's just way more than a coincidence that Peter Schwartz becomes available and the next day Tom Thibodeau gets fired.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that, Chris.
Yeah, they're definitely linked.
Yeah, we haven't. We've been connecting dots all day long, but that's one. And I know that Peter and World Wide West have a long history together. World Wide West actually got started with the original New York Dragons. I don't know if you know that. He was the engineer for the radio broadcast that Peter worked on. Tracy in Atlantic Highlands, a little early for her today, but I love to hear her voice. What's going on, Tracy?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had to call you earlier because my daughter has a recital this morning at 9.
Oh, nice. So good luck.
We have to get prepared and get out, but Yeah. So, you know, in the spirit of talking about children, I feel like this is a little childish being so butthurt over calling somebody a loser. I mean, you guys are a sports show.
Yes, we are. Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, just get over it. I think he's just maybe sorry I hurt your feelings.
Tracy, I knew I loved you. There's a reason we share a brain sometimes, yes. Tracy, even though yes. you knew nothing about sports before you started listening
that,
to
but,
us. But
yeah, it was hyped up. I think, you know, as, you know, as such an aficionado of basketball, we were all so hopeful that they were going to win, and it's sad. So.
Yeah. No.
Womp womp is
right, Tracy.
Good job, but gets paid $30 million to walk out the door.
Good luck to your door today. All
yes.
right?
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah. I mean, Tracy. See, Tracy's tough. She gets it.
Yes,
she understands. It is true though, because you know the other guy in the business was like, "How come? Like, when did New York sports fans become so soft? Like, when did that happen? Where things like that just get everybody up in arms so much?" That's what was texted to me by another talk show host out there, a man who might have worked here before, a man who might have been our program director, a man who might be a skinny vegan hipster.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, man?
Not much. Pretty shocked, to say the least. Listen, Tibbs was a really good coach, not a great coach. But you got to give him a lot of credit. He did a great job for itself. First Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. He developed players like Brunson, who is an absolute star in this league, who nobody thought would be. They thought he'd be a good player, but not a star to the point where he is. Developed Hart series. But I think the brain trust didn't think Tibbs could bring him to the next level. So you can't blame him for going to another coach. But the problem is, who that coach is going to be. If you're going to fire him and not know who the coach is, that's irresponsible on that part. So I agree with Boomer. They have to know who the coach is, guys. There's no way they can fire this guy and not know who they're bringing in. Because if it's true that the assistant coach from Cleveland may go to Phoenix, then you're screwed. You're screwed. Who are the candidates? You don't have any other candidates. Malone? Malone is not going to be able to bring these guys to the finals. So, listen, I'm kind of, you know, torn on what they did. I'm kind of shocked, but it's their decision, and they made the bed. They're going to have to sleep in it. We'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, Sonny, I will say this in regards to what you're saying. If whoever they're hiring, I'm assuming that they're keeping the coaching staff. So, or they fire. You know, if you're a coach worth your weight, don't you have the right to say who you want to have work for you?
Yeah, of course.
So I haven't heard anything about the coaching staff being fired. I just heard something about Tom Thibodeau being fired.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the coaching staff's getting fired anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sounds like whoever is coming in here at this juncture, at least this morning, is going to have to be accepting of this coaching staff.
Yeah, and that's one guy who is Johnny Bryant, who worked on that coaching staff for 4 years. I mean, you could also have Jay Wright come in, keep Rick Brunson, and then bring in other guys, because obviously him and Rick have a relationship. That could happen too, but I don't think Jay's a pie in the sky spot more than anything else.
We'll know a lot more once we find out who they're hiring and what they're doing with the coaching staff.
Let's go to Jack in Belmar. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, good morning, boys. Shout out Belmar. Shout out the Jersey Shore. Shout out DJs. Listen, I disagree with the last caller. Mike Malone would be a great hire. He builds solid teams. He's from Astoria. He does depth. He developed Jokic. He did a good job with the Kings. Bring in Malone. I think he can get us over the hump. It's a great hire. What are your guys' thoughts? Let's go, baby. Jersey Shore, we back.
Yes, and it's when it's warm down in the Jersey Shore, like it's warm out east on Long Island, everybody's got an extra pep in their step. When Mike Malone got fired, we said it here. Like, if Tibbs gets fired, it doesn't get out of the first round against the Pistons, like, Mike Malone's going to be here any minute. That's what I thought was going to happen. But ever since then, all I've heard from people that are around the team, including Ian Begley and Stephon Bondi, who cover the team, is that Mike Malone's not an option.
You know why?
Because World Wide West and Leon Rose don't like him?
And he's not accepting of a coaching staff.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a champion coach. You know, he's going to want to go somewhere. He's going to want to bring his own coaching staff.
And I really like Mike Malone. I remember having so much fun with him because, you know, he's got that New York in him, and it was coming out and that parade when he had a couple of cocktails and he was addressing the Nuggets fans, and it was just unbelievable the way he was talking and his accent and the sunglasses, and it was great. And I was like, man, I was thinking back then, I was like, it would be great to have him in New York at some point, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. It doesn't seem like he's an option at all. I mean, Stephon Bondy flat out put out there, you know, a reporter who covers the Knicks said, for anybody who thinks that Mike Malone's going to be the coach, forget about it. He's not. So I have to trust that. Let's go to Vince in Watertown. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Vince?
I watch your show every morning. I'm retired, and I love it. You guys are great.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate that. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, my question is to Boomer. Boomer, you and I are I'm a couple years older than you. I grew up in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I was a staunch Knicks, Met, and Jet fan. I have not watched basketball now for probably 15 years. If it were up to me, I would change the name of the NBA to the NPA, the National Prima Donna Association. And I have two questions for you, Boom. If you didn't have to do this show and you didn't have to cover all New York sports, Would you waste a minute of your life watching any basketball today? Because everybody that I know my age who loved the game at one time, it's become unwatchable to them also. And the second question I had, if you would, I know you love your stat pack. Tell me by the end of the show, between 1990 and 2000, how many charges were called? And can you tell me between 2014 and 2024, how many charges were called? And I think that will tell you everything you know about the game of basketball today.
Yeah, Al's on that already. We asked him that before the show to get that exact stat for you. So he's on it right now. We'll get that probably 7:45.
So here's the thing. You know, I am a 57-year Knick fan. I go all the way back to the 1968-69 Knicks. And it was great. It was awesome. And that's when I was 8 or 9 years old. And then they went again in 73. You know, I got the Mets winning. My dad was a National League fan. He didn't like the Yankees, didn't like the American League. And it was just, you know, it was a part of me growing up. It was the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Mets were my teams growing up. And I will say that when I started here back in 2007, and the Knicks were going through the doldrums of what they were going through, I really lost a lot of interest. I thought that they, and really it was more talking about the people who were running the team than it was about the people who were playing for the team and the decisions that they were making. And it was not fun watching those games. And I didn't watch a lot of those games because I didn't like what I was seeing. And once they hired Tibbs and put Leon Rose in the spot and things started to change, they started to become interesting again. And I got back into it again. And I got back into it again because, you know, the basketball that I saw in the playoffs was real basketball. It was real competitive basketball. And guys were going after each other. How many times, that Detroit series, that was like tackle basketball. You know, and that was the thing that I got back into again. And that was because they were winning and because they were stabilized. Now I'm worried that I'm going to be this Knick fan back again like I was back in 2015, 2016. Here we go again with something, you know, and I hope that's not going to be the case. And we'll know in pretty short order by who they hire as to why they made this decision.
Jimmy in Woodside. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I just agree. I agree with saying with Tibbs. They're going to have to already have somebody in mind that they want to pick. And, you know, with us Knicks fans, it's almost like, you know, it's the conclave for us basketball fans. We're going to wait for the blue and orange smoke to come out of MSG and, you know, wait for Dolan to crown the new guy.
Yeah, Jimmy, since it's New York, I was thinking it'd be weed smoke that comes out of the top of the garden that would signify.
Or what we should do is we should wait for the Empire State Building to change colors.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we will know, and then Leon Rose will know. He'll never emerge. But the new coach will emerge out of the garden and just walk onto 7th Avenue.
And whoever this coach is going to have an interesting first press conference.
Well, also, on top of that, immediately has to get to the NBA Finals. I mean, that is your task now. Yeah. Anything short of that is a failure. So, welcome.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a job that's going to be worth a lot of money and a lot of expectations, and they're going to have a good team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
This guy trying to get run over by a train and the trains aren't running.
Yeah, so it sounded like.
Yeah. I mean, that is, that's something else. Guy tried to lay his head down on the train tracks, get run over by a train, and the trains weren't running, and he goes, pitiful me. Man. Wow. That's one hell of a premise for a song there, Jerry, huh?
What a failure in life, huh? Oh, my God.
Great Warren Zevon.
Wow. Man, oh,
he
man.
He was Werewolves of Heaven, of, yes. Right, of London.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite song, apparently.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, let's have it, man.
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. So I'll take you back to Saturday night after the Knicks season ended in that loss at Indiana, when you had a reporter asking Jalen Brunson about their head coach, who's now been fired, Tom Thibodeau.
Nobody takes more criticism than Tom. And this team obviously has turned around during his tenure. Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way, that next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
And this is also just a few days after Brunson was singing his praises for how much he works and how much he cares and blah, 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 blah. So now we know he was fired yesterday. And you get a lot of reaction. We had Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith last hour. And it made me think if we were, let's say, in the year, I don't know, 1999, 2002, 2000. I want you all to shut your eyes and you're going to listen to the radio, old school, when Mike and the Mad Dog were number one, aside from those couple of years that Opie Anthony kicked their ass. And they were kicking butt and taking names. Shut your eyes and enjoy what it would have sounded like yesterday right here on The Fan.
This is about Dolan. Anybody in America hear you say, this is Leon Rose?
This was Leon Rose's decision. This was not Jim Dolan's decision.
Nonsense. This is Dolan.
This is Leon Rose's decision and nobody else's.
Rose doesn't have any power there. Dolan does. He sits on the baseline with a dopey hat on, thinking that he knows something about, but he wouldn't even know who George Mikan is.
Mike in the Mad Dog, Sports Radio 66.
I just by calling. I should have got into editing.
Oh, that was great, Jerry. Very good. Yeah. I mean, Dog loves the George Mikan references.
He does.
I mean, that's like one of the guys he goes to all the time. Bob Cousy and George Mikan are the guys he always goes to with the yesteryear NBA. But, yeah, there I mean, obviously, Dog's getting his info from
one place.
Yes. Mike's getting his info from somewhere else.
Clearly.
And they're conflicting reports.
And I think Funhouse did a good job of like collecting a lot of those, so I tried to mash them up as best as I could into the music. It's so stupid.
Leon Rose's decision, no one else.
I mean, he...
What he said?
Yeah.
And he said he's got it on a very good source.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm thinking Dolan told him.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. There was a guy there that worked at the Garden for many years that I know he was tight with. I don't think he's still there anymore, but I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Here we know. All we know is that the Knicks are in looking for a new head coach these days after the first back-to-back 50-win seasons in 30 years. So you've got that. Mm. All right, we get to the baseball, and we'll start with the Yankees, who had a nice solid win over the Guardians, and we will start with the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. How could it be anybody other than Jazz Chisholm Jr.?
Jazz Chisholm to lead things off here in the seventh. Drive to right. It's deep. Going back. Goodbye. Line drive. Home run, Jazz Chisholm. It's 2-1 Yankees.
And welcome back, Jazz Chisholm.
Who promptly is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Back from injury and promptly making an impact for sure as the Yankees beat the Guardians 3-2. But it was after Chisholm that the deciding run, we didn't know it at the time, but the deciding run came by way of one Anthony Volpe. Last hour we heard Dave Sims. How about Ricky Ricardo this hour?
Lancer, Volpe, batazo alto, profundo por el izquierdo, otro más, olvídala, esa se va, y se fue.
And there you go.
Chicken parm.
Wow. That's great. Very funny. So they wind up winning 3-2. Ricky Ricardo on the Spanish side of things. Carlos Rodon, spectacular. 7 innings, 1 run ball, only a few hits, 8 strikeouts. He gets the win, and he was talking about the offense and Chisholm making the impact that he did so quickly.
It's nice to have back, you know, the speed, the dynamic he brings to the game. Obviously, defensively at third, another great play, and then that swing there in the bottom of the seventh.
And speaking of third, that's the whole point that Chisholm says he is willing to play anywhere.
For me, it's just I want to win, you know. Like, I want to help my team win, and I'm not going to lie, this is my favorite organization I've ever been a part of, so I definitely want to help.
They love this 70s music. You notice that?
Yeah, I mean, it's working for him, but yes, I have noticed. I mean, I wonder who's behind that. Is it a player who is an old soul, or is it someone on the coaching staff that gets to play that? Could be Booney.
Who's the oldest guy on the roster? Because that's a good question. I mean, it's got Goldschmidt,
Google it.
I guess.
Yeah, Goldschmidt's got it.
Or LeMahieu?
Yeah, probably Goldschmidt.
But even that, what is it? 32.
I can see LeMahieu having a little bit of say because he's been here, although he's been hurt and been inconsistent. But Goldschmidt just got here.
That's true. Yeah, but this music's been all season long. So you wonder.
He's 37. He's the oldest.
He's 37? Okay. Well, still not, I mean, young to me, but yes, in baseball terms, old. Here was Volpe on having Chab. Jazz back and again doing what he did.
Yeah, it's just great to have him. Obviously, he grinded to get back and get back kind of, I think, earlier than they were telling him. So everyone's really pumped for him and happy for us that he's back.
And that was courtesy of the Yes Network. The Yankees moving 15 games over 500 to 37-22 with the win. You get Clark Schmidt and Luis Ortiz on the Fan tonight at 6:25. It was indeed a late start for the Mets and Dodgers last night. Mets led 5-4.
in the ninth, and then we were tied.
Brazoban comes back home. Muncy sends one to the moon. We're tied.
All right, so that's Dodgers TV, and I left it there because you can hear the noise and the acoustics and everything going on, and that does annoy a lot of people. We heard it last year in the postseason and the playoff run. And yesterday, Frank the Tank had just had enough of it as he's watching the game.
I've never been to that stadium. I want to eventually go there, but I'm not looking forward to going there. You know, how about some silence? It's the thing that drives me nuts about going to devil games. Can't even think it. If it comes out that loudly on the TV, how loud is it in that?
I mean, you could hear him revving up, which was amazing. Like, you could hear his brain going into high gear. He was like,
incredible. He's got it sort of right there. He's calm. Then all of a sudden, it was like, doom. Right there.
It's like Sam Kinison.
Oh, yeah, right.
I got an idea. Why don't you go where the food is? I almost shut this off.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, he's very tame. And then all of a sudden, once he started stumbling, you could see it in his face. Yeah. He was getting angry. And, he was annoyed by it for sure. Anyhow, the Dodgers win the game on a Freddie Freeman game-winning RBI double because Brandon Nimmo missed the ball, essentially. That having been said, they win 6-5, does L.A. They even up the four-game series at a game apiece. Here is Nimmo. These games have been an absolute blast.
It's been awesome. It's been playoff-type atmosphere. Dodger Stadium's been rocking. It's been a lot of fun. So it's unfortunate when a game like that ends on a play like that.
Understandably so. In left field, in the loss, you had Juan Soto homering. You also had Pete Alonso driving in a couple of runs. There was a lot of good last night.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's still a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah.
He is.
When wasn't he?
That's what I'm saying. I know that Chipper Jones was a pain in the ass. Bryce Harper's a pain in the ass. This is Freddie Freeman. He's got to be the worst of all of them.
Scott Burrell was a pain in the ass back in the day, too. Remember
him? Nobody's worse than Chipper was, man. Nobody. You got to remember, too, like, yeah, it's the Dodgers. You lost to him in the playoffs, but, like, playing the Braves.
Even when Freddie Freeman was with the Braves.
I know, but Chipper, it's hard to. I think we forget as time goes on.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones named his daughter Shay
because
he hit so well there. For crying out loud.
Yeah.
Chipper's number one. I'm not saying that Freeman isn't a pain in the ass, but Chipper leads the charge there.
Third of four tonight, Griffin Canning, Tony Gonsolin, the starters on Mets Odyssey Radio, first pitch at 10:10. Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald was on the Brock Heward and Mike Salk show in Seattle. They were talking about their new quarterback in Sam Darnold. And I guess the question was posed, is there a possibility where Darnold could lose his starting job at some point this season?
Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. I think it's funny that the media is out there for like the first day and all of a sudden they know exactly how good we're going to be and how good all the players are and all the tempos. Like, we don't even put on pads yet. Like,
everybody wins in May, as we were talking about, in shorts and T-shirts. And I guess the follow-up was, well, what about before the season, as you'll hear in the question?
Is there anything that could happen other than an injury between now and the beginning of the season that would lead to a different quarterback?
No, you guys are crazy.
There's no way to ask the question without sounding like an idiot.
Like, I respect you got to ask it, but, like, you guys, it's just a crazy question. There's just not going to, like, Sam's our starting quarterback.
And so
I know why. I think it was Pro Football Talk the other day. Their first, where they went out there with no pads, there was a story that he threw two interceptions.
Oh, God.
Really? That's where it had to come from.
I mean, it's goofy.
Yes.
The same way we analyze what happens in OTAs, even positively.
Yes.
I went back and looked at Daniel Jones's stuff, and you see some of the clips about, boy, he looks great.
Oh, looks good. Man. Looks good. Great athlete. Can really fling the ball. He's been spot on. He's been great in practice. Everybody loves him.
It looks different.
It does. Yeah. Same thing about Zach Wilson. Man, he's got a lively arm. He's got a great arm.
And that is very true. Didn't go so good for him either. And tonight in Edmonton, the Stanley Cup Finals do begin with the Oilers and the Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What are you just looking at there on your phone?
I was looking at all the instant reactions that WFAN personalities are putting out there, and two of the more interesting ones, and I know that you, I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not on the air, but I think we did. BT did one.
Yeah.
And he was out there, and he was going around in circles or something. I watched, like, the first 10 seconds of it, and I got dizzy. I like what he said, but it's his opinion. That's fine. But Sal Licata says, huge disaster. And BT is like down with the firing. So that should be an interesting dichotomy coming up in midday.
Absolutely. That'll be 10 a.m. BT and Sal. But yeah, I mean, down with the firing. BT certainly is. And I'm not, you're not. I think that this was something he didn't deserve. And I really find it interesting that in that press release yesterday, there's been no mention of the coaching staff. Does that mean all of them are gone with Tom Thibodeau? Doesn't seem like it.
No, I doubt it.
Brunson's dad is on the staff. I mean, it's Jalen Brunson's dad is on the staff, Rick Brunson. So
once we find out who they hire, then we'll kind of know a little bit more about what's going on here. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'd like to say that Tom Thibodeau is getting well compensated. Leon Rose, his former agent, gave him a $30 million contract extension that was going to start this year. So right now, he's sitting on top of $30 million, and he doesn't have to do anything. So in their minds, they probably said, you know, we did right by him. We took care of him financially. He came here. He got us to a certain point. Now we have to move on, and they have to have somebody else already in mind. This can't just be something that just happened, you know, out of the blue. I mean, they have to have somebody in mind, and if they keep the coaching staff here, then we'll know a little bit more about what's been going on behind the scene.
Henry in Queens. What's going on, Henry?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I know y'all heard from me twice last week, and I told you what was going to happen. Gio, you told me no matter the outcome of this playoffs, that they wasn't going to fire Tibbs.
I was shocked, Henry. I mean, you were right that they fired him. I was surprised. It caught me off guard. I still don't agree with it, but, yeah, I did not see it coming. When I heard yesterday afternoon, it felt like a joke to me. I had to double-check to see if all the Twitter accounts were real. But, Henry, you had the pulse of the organization, apparently, so congratulations.
Seeing it coming, and when I said get rid of Randall and the coach, if they would have got rid of that coach when they took Randall out, we would be sitting pretty right now. Not now, but right now in that championship. That coach was supposed to leave with Randall. All right. We would be in that championship right now. I'm going to explain something to you.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson did not win them six games. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen did it. Steve Kerr did not win them games. It was the Splash Brothers. The coach could give you advice, but it's the players, and he was running them players in the ground like racehorse. Old Brunson looked tired out there. And why get draft picks? Why get draft picks when you ain't playing them? One more thing before I go. He take his personal problems with the players, and you take it out on New York. We won a championship.
So Henry, you've been on top of this? You've been a soothsayer here, Henry? Henry and Queens, so tell me who the next head coach is going to be.
I knew you was going to ask that. I don't know.
Nah. Oh, come on, Henry. Who do you want as the next head coach? How about that?
I would love to have Mo Cheeks, the general.
Come on. You want Mo Cheeks to be promoted to head coach?
A dream, can I?
Why Mo Cheeks?
You know what? He was a good player with the Philadelphia 76ers, but I started to think, you know, Barkley said one thing. He thought Mo Cheeks was blind. Blind when he got on that team because Mo Cheeks only gave the ball to Dr. J. So Mo Cheeks probably, you know, he probably still got that in him. So I'll go with somebody else, but I don't know.
All right, Henry, good stuff, man. We appreciate the call. Guy like Henry,
he was right.
Can
he was all over it last week. We'll say that.
I mean, I got to give him credit.
But, you know, I'm a 57-year Knick fan, like I said, to open the show. And I don't want to belabor that, but I've watched the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And I really felt like we were finally in the throes of stability, accountability, guys that we really like watching play because they love playing for the coach. That's what it felt like.
That's what it was.
But that's what it really felt like over these last 3 years, especially since Jalen Brunson has gotten here. And I can't say enough good things about him, and I can't say enough good things about Josh Hart. I mean, they just all seem to be the right type of guy that I want to root for. And I want wearing a Knick uniform. And, you know, lo and behold, they lose to the Pacers. And, you know, it just all of a sudden now I feel like something else is going on. And we'll know by when they announce who the next head coach is. I just don't want to feel like we're going to get ready to go back into the abyss.
Yeah, I mean, other than the Yankees, the Knicks were the most stable franchise in town until yesterday. And now, who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Well, it depends on, it depends on who they hire, and will that coach bring this team to the next level? The next level would be to get them to the championship and maybe even win their division.
Let's go to Joe and Patchogue. What's going on, Joe?
Mr. Esiason, Mr. Giannotti, sad day in New York, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We both agree with you.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank Coach Thibs for bringing the Knicks back. I personally want him to die in the sidelines, but do the best you can, I suppose. When the Knicks first traded for Cat, you know, my first thought was that he's going to get Thibs fired like he did in Minnesota. And sure enough, he did. Leon Rose traded for a guy in Cat that played infamously bad defense. And, you know, I mean, what do you expect in that situation? You know, my biggest thing here too, I feel like this has Dolan fingerprints all over it. I heard that he was in that meeting. Any single time that Dolan puts his nose or dips his beak into Knicks business, I feel like they always just end up, there's a downfall. And here we are again. That's all I got, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, all right, a couple of things. First off, the Karl Anthony Towns, you know, what coach, because it said up there, because I was thinking about it, it said in the comments that what coach is going to make Karl Anthony Towns better? And that's a question I brought up earlier in the sense that if Tom Thibodeau, the most defensive-minded coach in the NBA, couldn't get it out of him, then who the hell is going to get it out of him? And,
you know, the defensive side out of
him. Right, that's what I'm saying. Because that's what he said, notoriously bad defender. And as far as the Dolan part of it, like, I know the history. We are not naive to the history. I don't believe that, especially with some of the other things we have talked about this morning, that Leon Rose, Worldwide West, and all the players were like, Tibbs is a guy, we got to keep him. If you fire him, it's crazy. And then Jim Dolan walked into the meeting and he said, all you guys are idiots, we're firing him. I just don't, with the success that they have had under Leon Rose, I don't see Jim Dolan. Now, he had to agree with it. I'm not saying that he's going, you guys do whatever you want, I'll just sit over here. No, he had to agree with it.
Because they had to pay $30 million
exactly.
to Tom Thibodeau. So you got to be able to swallow that part of it as well. But I will, I think back to what Kendrick Perkins was saying about Karl Anthony Towns being benched. Okay? When you go back last year and they were getting ready to make the trade with Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, do you think that Tibbs was on board with that trade? Do you really think that he was on board with that trade? Because if he was not on board with that trade, and what happened here towards the end of the year happened with the benching in that one game that Kendrick was talking about, and then with us talking about the lack of defense, and then the stories that are coming out saying that there were certain players that didn't know where they were supposed to be on the court. I mean, this seems to me like Tibbs could walk in there to that meeting and say, look, I told you about Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, he's a great offensive player, but you know what? There's a part of me that doesn't believe that he's going to be the guy that's going to lead us to a championship. And I told you guys that. Okay, thank you for your service. We'll see you later.
Yeah, I mean, that is a scenario that I think is absolutely plausible. But I mean, I don't know that Tibbs thinks that way. You know, I can't see him doing that. I think Tibbs is like, listen, I will get the best out of everybody. I'll work hard. I'll figure it out. I don't know if he's guy.
Was he totally on board the trade? I would think that he would have been. But
remember when we talked about it, it was like you would think that Tom Thibodeau would have to be in the conversations about trading for him and saying, yes, go ahead and do it. I can work with this. You would think that. Because why wouldn't you?
Because it was in Minnesota. It was the Jimmy Butler situation.
But Jimmy Butler's been a hemorrhoid for four different organizations.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm just saying that was the thing that kind of got Tibbs busted up there, right? I mean,
I mean,
if I remember correctly, there's so much drama around these players. Half the time, I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Karl Anthony Towns is a coach killer in the way that like Jimmy Butler, some of these guys that force themselves out of situations, James Harden is. I think that it's like a coach killer in the sense of, all right, this coach didn't get the best out of the star player that we traded for and paid $50 million, so someone else is going to do it. Like that way. I don't think that Karl Anthony Towns is someone, from what we hear about his personality, is going behind the scenes and getting coaches fired. I think that he's just, when you watch him, as we've said many times before, he's got a lot of flaws in his game for a guy that was supposed to jump on his back and go to the NBA Finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.